Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, and we're, well, going to your bread basket, the office at the minute.
Well, we're actually travelling to a little bit closer to home. We're going to Marlborough in New Zealand, the top of the South Island.
Beautiful.
And we sent one of our staff members, Casey Clark. Hi, Casey.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, tell us all about your trip to Marlborough.
Oh, it was fantastic. My husband and I went recently, and we actually came down from the North Island. We took the Inter-Islander ferry. And everybody, the first thing everybody keeps asking me is, was it a smooth ride? Because apparently it can go either way.
Yeah.
But we were lucky enough to have an absolutely crystal clear day, smooth waters, and it was absolutely some of the most beautiful scenery we've ever seen. We landed in Picton, and were whisked up to Blenheim, where we started indulging in the wine of the area.
So it was a tough trip.
It's really tough trip.
What did you learn about wine?
We learned, you know, the region is famous for its Marlborough Sauv Blanc, but they really are trying to push some other varietals, Gewürztraminers, Rieslings, Pinot Gris, Chardonnays, and my favorite of the reds, the Pinot Noir.
Oh, I'm with you, yes.
The climate is so perfect for what they're trying to do there.
It's quite flat, isn't it? Like, you know, when you come in through that beautiful sounds and there's it's quite hilly and rocky and cute little bays. But when you actually get into that main land, it's actually quite flat. That's what surprised me the most.
It did.
And tell me, when you're there, do they talk about the types of food you should be eating with these types of wines?
Yes, a lot of the restaurants you go to, a lot of them do these wine matching dinners. Mm. We went to Herzog Estate, where you can choose between a 3-course, a 5-course, and a 7-course.
Or a lie down, I think.
I think we opted for the 5-course because 7 just seemed a bit overwhelming.
Yes.
But then they do adjust the portion sizes accordingly. So the fewer you get, the more food you end up with on your plate.
I understand. So, but do you think most people get that wrong when they're choosing wines, what they're eating and drinking?
I think I do. I think some people do, but I think too, and I think most of the people in the wine country would say, you know, drink what you enjoy drinking. You know, I drink a lot of whites, even when I'm eating meat.
Yep.
You know, and I think enjoy what you enjoy. But
yeah.
I like to try the different. I like the recommendations. I like to have some guidance.
Yeah.
And then see if I agree.
Did you go to a farmer's market while you were there?
I thought you were going
to
say a pharmacy.
I thought
you were going to say, did you go to a pharmacy for any headache pills?
It sounds like all that wine they might have needed a pharmacy.
Yeah, probably needed it after that. I have to also say, we did this. I have to tell a funny story. We got whisked away by the folks at Marlborough Day Spa. My husband's going to kill me.
You didn't bathe in wine, did you?
This was in between wine tastings. We went for side-by-side massages.
Oh.
They did this thing called the honey melt ritual, and this is my husband's very first full-body massage. He's a runner, so he's, you know, gone for the leg massages or the back massages, but this was his first full-body massage.
Casey, can you just hang on 1 second while I get Jacqueline Hellier on the line? Because I think this is a sex therapy segment. Hang on. But you can keep going while I get her on the line. Keep going, yes.
Well, I will just say that I'll never forget the look on my husband's face when the woman stepped out to let us change and he held up the paper G-string. It is a memory etched forever in my brain.
Photograph opportunity.
I just had to get control of myself before they came back into the room.
Well, it sounds like a beautiful destination, and I know your story is coming up in a future edition of Mind Food.
Yeah.
So for more details, go to mindfood.com. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Where are we sending her next? We've got to make her the reporter on all the wineries. I
feel a bit sorry for her husband, though. I don't think we can send him again.
We'll get Jacqueline next time.
For more details on Casey's trip to Marlborough, head to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.